Hello?
Yes, hi, this is Jerry calling from Florida International University. We're conducting a survey on residents' perceptions of hurricane threats and damage reduction, as well as how the current economic situation has affected you and your household. I need to speak to one of the adults responsible for the household. Would that be you?
Yes, it would.
Okay, and is your home a single-family home, town home?
No, it's a single freestanding home, yes, house.
Okay, and do you own or rent?
Own.
Okay, please tell me, in what year was your home built?
1953.
Thank you, and have any upgrade modifications have been made to the property? For example, draining upgrades, structural upgrades, impact windows, roofing upgrades?
Yeah, well, I've lived here for 26 years, so naturally I've done some improvements. I've switched the windows out. I've had a new roof put on, yes.
Okay, thank you. Now, how many years have you been a permanent resident of Florida?
I have been a permanent resident in Florida. Well, I lived down here earlier. I moved back to Pennsylvania for 4 years, and I've been a permanent resident in Florida since January of 87.
Okay.
Probably before you were even born.
Okay, thank you for the information. Let me go ahead and check here.
Now, what is this pertaining to?
Yeah, this is to know the perception of hurricane threats and damage reduction from you and how the current economic situation has affected you and your household. Now, have you or any adults in your household experienced any of the following? Tropical storm or hurricane category 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5?
Yeah, I've been here long enough that I've had tropical storm and I've had a hurricane, but it wasn't real severe, but yeah, like category 1, yes.
And can you tell me the name and year of the tropical storm and the hurricane?
I have no idea. I mean, Hurricane Irma, I think that was Hurricane a couple years ago we had a hurricane, and I don't remember what the name of that one is, but I've been very fortunate. I haven't had any total devastation, but 2 years ago, it did a little bit of damage, but nothing major. And then Hurricane Irma was about, 6 or 7 years ago? And the other hurricane that I don't remember was a couple years ago.
Okay, thank you for your opinion. Now, have you or any adults in your household live in a home physically damaged by a hurricane?
No, just minor little things, yeah. No structural damage.
No structural damage. Okay,
yeah.
Thank you. Now, how vulnerable do you feel to damage from a hurricane-related tornado or flooding hazards? Do you feel extremely vulnerable, somewhat vulnerable, or not too vulnerable?
No, I don't feel vulnerable as far as flooding, because I'm not even close to a flooding zone, so I'm not worried about flooding. I have two big oak trees, one on either side of my house. Of course, that's always a concern, but they've rode through both storms with no major branches, just, small branches and a lot of debris. So I guess the trees are pretty strong.
Okay, thank you. Now, if a serious hurricane threatened your home, how will you prepare?
I will not be staying here. If a hurricane 2 or 3 comes through, I will be staying with a friend that has a block house.
Okay, thank you for your opinion. Now, when will you begin to prepare your home for a hurricane? When a hurricane watch is issued, when a hurricane warning is issued, your home is already prepared and could be secure within a few hours.
Well, I have put plywood up or have someone help me, and then it's nothing. Sure. So, no, I don't go. I've lived here long enough. Floridians, some of them freak out, and others say, I've lived here for years, and I'm not going to freak out. I'm not one of those that totally freaks out when a hurricane is coming because it can hit anywhere. So I'm not one of those that just goes in panic mode.
Okay, thank you. I understand. Now, considering yourself and others in your household, how certain are you that your household will have all the information needed to protect yourself and your home from hurricane damage? Are you very certain, somewhat certain, or not certain at all?
Life is always uncertain, so I'm not certain about anything. I mean, that's life. Life is uncertain.
I mean,
I can't predict a hurricane to come and wipe my house out. Life is uncertain. I could go on the road tomorrow and be killed. That's how life is. It's uncertain.
Okay.
So I don't spend my time stressing over what could happen. I just live my life, and if it happens, it happens.
Okay. Now, please select your top three sources of information, internet sources other than social media, radio, TV, newspaper, friends and family, social media, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, WhatsApp.
Okay. I get my information from Facebook, from family and friends. I don't have a TV, internet, radio. There you go. That's where I get my information from.
Okay. Thank you. Now, on a scale from 1 to 5, with 1 being less prepared to 5 being most prepared, how will you rate your household preparedness from 1 to 5?
3.
Thank you. Now, have any of these factors impact your ability to prepare for a hurricane storm? Cost of childcare, cost of food and other essentials, cost of housing, transportation costs, property taxes, loss of income or employment?
I'm retired. I work part-time, but I don't have to work. I'm single. I have 3 dogs. I have 2 ducks. I have 2 chickens. And I don't spend my summer worrying about a hurricane coming. It's always that threat of a hurricane coming, but I don't spend my summer worrying. And when a storm is coming, yes, of course, everybody, the alert is up because you never know where it's going to hit. But I don't let myself get overly stressed. But I'm not stupid either. I don't just sit here and wait for these big oak trees to fall on my house and kill me. So I do make sure that I go to a safer place with my dogs. And the poor chickens and ducks have to fend for themselves.
Okay, I understand. Thank you for your...
And the last hurricane, I can't believe with all that wind that a coyote came and killed one of my ducks, or something killed one of my ducks. But that's life.
I understand. I
can't take my ducks and chickens with me.
Now, is your home located in a flood or evacuation zone?
In a what?
In a flood or evacuation zone.
No, it's not. That's why I say I'm not worried about a flood. I mean, I live probably, a mile or a mile and a half as the crow flies from the bay that's off of the Gulf. And so it would have to be a tremendous storm for me to be flooded because it would have to go uphill, first of all, to get to me. So I'm not worried about flooding.
Okay, thank you. Now, when will you evacuate? If a hurricane watch is issued, if a hurricane warning is issued, if a Category 3 hurricane or stronger was going to hit your home within 24 hours, if emergency management officials order you to evacuate, or probably never?
They don't ever order me to evacuate because I'm not on a barrier island. And I'm not in a mobile home. So nobody ever orders me to leave. I just leave because I figure it's the time to leave. I watch the news very closely, and when I see that the wind is getting stronger and the, whatever they call that, you know, the cycles of, and then I wait till there's a lull, and then I make my move. And it takes about 20 minutes to get to my friend, and that's when I make my move.
Okay, thank you. Now, if you needed to evacuate, where will you go? To a local shelter, to the house of a nearby friend,
well,
family?
You're not listening to me. I said I'd go to a friend's house, and he has a block house. That's where I go, and he doesn't have any big oak trees. So
okay.
That's where
and
I go.
Thank you. And how many vehicles are available in the household, in your household?
One.
Thank you. Now, what is the dollar amount deductible on your home insurance policy?
You know what? I'm done with this conversation. I'm sorry. I don't want to answer any more questions. Goodbye.
Yeah, that is not... la puta, vieja cerota, man.